This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Came in last night at 10:30. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in, so moving on.
Basically, it's like we have mentally ill people running the country. That's what's happening. Power mad people. And we're just jumping up and down, trying to wake the country up out of its trance to stop these people. But, Eric, you say you served 3 tours in Iraq. Now, years later, seeing what the Middle East has been turned into, what's happening in Syria, what's your view?
Me and my boys are completely pissed that they've allowed Al-Qaeda in Iraq and ISIS to retake all the ground that we've, put our blood into. You know, we're sick of hearing about it, all of us. And I don't think any one of us would really want to go back ISIS or be their Air Force or any of that stuff. It's just not going to happen.
Well, sure, and there was really good propaganda at the time that Saddam was behind 9/11 and the rest of it. We can look in hindsight and know that's a fraud, but I don't blame the troops who were misguided. I blame the liars that fixed the intelligence at the Pentagon. But now we know all this, and now they don't even care. They're backing al-Qaeda, al-Nusra, ISIS publicly. The Russians are calling them on it. I mean, have they jumped the shark, Gerald Celente? Thanks for the call, Eric. Have they gone too far?
Well, they've gone way too far. There's no way out. And everything that the administrations have done are failures. You're hearing one general after another coming out and saying it's a mistake. It was just a report that just came out now about a general as well. A former commander of special forces in Afghanistan and Iraq, retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. He told Der Spiegel, the German newspaper, he said, quote, first we went to Afghanistan, where al-Qaeda was based. Then we went to Iraq. Instead of asking ourselves why the phenomenon of terror occurred, we were looking for locations. This is a major lesson we must learn in order not to make the same mistakes again. He said it was a huge error. As brutal as Saddam Hussein was, it was a mistake to just eliminate him. The same is true for Gaddafi and for Libya, which is now a failed state.
And by the way, he's the former head of Defense Intelligence. He went public saying they were ordered to back al-Qaeda consciously by Hillary and Obama.
So, it's mentally ill people that are running the country. And not only here, look what's going on in France. And the poor young guys are buying into the same thing. They're signing up in record numbers right now.
When it's their government that brought the jihadis in. Neil in Arizona, last caller we have time for. I'll go to others after Gerald leaves us. Quick question, Neil. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I'd like to ask Gerald Celente a question. My blog on YouTube is Global Economic Collapse. 70% of the U.S. economy is consumer-based floating debt economy. What happens to the U.S. if China pulls the plug, sir?
I don't think China's going to pull the plug. They need business, and they're in deep problems.
But global slowdown is pulling the plug, right?
Excuse me?
But global slowdown does slowly pull the plug, though, doesn't it?
Exactly. That's where it's all about. But again, our forecasts keep coming out. Our timing is wrong because they keep making up new stuff. You're looking at deeper negative interest rates in Europe. Negative interest rates? You borrow money and you buy bonds in Switzerland. In 10 years, you're guaranteed to get back less than...
That's Alice in Wonderland. So they've gone to Alice in Wonderland stuff. That's got to create some weird effects.
It is. There's going to be a global explosion, a bubble of $225 trillion in debt like we've never seen in our lifetime. And then there'll be a false flag or a real that'll get our mind off it.
That's
right. And they'll take us to war.
Gosh, I hope they don't do it with the Russians. These people, as you know, are crazy enough to kill us all.
Yeah, it's not going to be the Russians. It's going to come from some other place. No, they're not going to deal with the Russians. I think the administration is smart enough not to push them too far, but they'll keep pushing.
Gerald Celente, TrendsResearch.com. Folks could get your quarterly. They should sign up for your email alerts. Invaluable info. Have a great Christmas coming up. God bless you, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Alex.
There goes Gerald Celente. Absolutely on target. We're just here ringing the alarm bells, so hopefully sanity reigns. And the generals are running around by the dozen saying this is insane. I mean, this is insane. We have crazy people running things. We'll be back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigyrex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Telegraph, Breitbart, you name it, see his publications everywhere. He's a columnist and novelist and writes, among other publications, The Times, Daily Telegraph, and The Spectator. He's published several novels and 4 political books. He describes himself as being libertarian conservative. He is the winner of the 2010 prize for online journalism. JamesDillingpole.com is his website. He joins us at the bottom of the hour, but I'm going to open the phones up again on world events for people. He is covering right now the craziness going on in Paris, France, for the next week or so. And that is the biggest gathering of world leaders ever. It's being billed. Lord Monckton's on, tomorrow, breaking this down with us. We have some other big guests tomorrow. I'm just going to leave that at that. And they're literally $1,000-a-plate caviar dinners, taxpayer-paid for, jumbo jets, Israeli surveillance blimps, red carpets, and they're up there saying, we saved you from the terrorist. Now pass global government to deal with them. So they're conflating the terror attacks that they helped happen by bringing the refugees in and advertising it, the world for jihadis to come in. They're almost all Sunnis that failed to take over Syria, now evacuating to Europe, and the criminals that launched the attack. It's just unspeakable. And even mainline media admits they're trying to basically ratify the TPP without governments even having time to vote on it. So, so much is happening. They're also proposing an enforcement arm on speech if you deny man-made climate change. Notice it's climate change now the last few years, not global warming. And the thing is, it's so over the top what totalitarians they are. They're arresting conservative leaders in France that criticize open borders who lead in presidential polls like Marie Le Pen while with straight faces basically declaring civil emergency. So the left has openly become flaming tyrants. The right wing worldwide, I guess, either works with them or is scared of them. James Dillingpole joins us. What's going on with these people? Is it that they realize their constituents now support totalitarianism? What is the left going for? Because they really seem to be in a death orgy right now, trying to bring down the left in some bizarre temper tantrum that is discrediting them, but they don't seem to care. What's going on? Or do you think my analysis that they've gone completely insane is wrong?
No, they haven't gone insane. They were always insane. I don't know whether you're familiar with the name Maurice Strong, the Canadian one world government guy. He died a couple of days ago. And it passed almost unnoticed by the world's media. But I would argue that that man is one of the most dangerous men of the 20th century, because he was the guy who set the ball rolling with the Rio Earth Summit in 1992. That was the first big global climate summit. And you remember all the world's leaders flew over there and they signed up to this thing called Agenda 21, which I'm sure that some of your listeners will be familiar with. And it is basically the blueprint for one world government. All these guys who turn up to these meetings, they're essentially part of this massive UN apparatus, United Nations apparatus. They may not all be one world government freaks, but they are caught in this system which steers the world inexorably towards one world government. You think of all the different branches of the United Nations, from the United Nations Environment Program to the World Health Organization, et cetera, all these things use environmentalism as a way of increasing the global bureaucratic control of the United Nations and similar bodies. So that is ultimately what it's about. It's got really very little to do with saving the planet. It's certainly got nothing to do with the science. The science and the global warming movement parted company a very long time ago.
And by the way, I agree with your piercing analysis. Every generation looks back at the last generation, Stalin, Hitler, Mao, and thinks crazed-eyed megalomaniacs rubbing their hands together on power trips belong to the last generation, and then we don't recognize our new crazed tyrants until we're halfway into the wood chipper.
That's absolutely it. I think that because we've been programmed to think that that evil men must wear jackboots, or they've got scars down their faces, or they've got white furry cats on their laps, we forget that a lot of the most dangerous people in the world really want to do the right thing. I mean, I'm sure if you'd met Maurice Strong, I never did, but if you'd met him, I'm sure you'd have found him personally very charming.
No, he was a true believer. He thought they were saving the Earth, but, of course, putting themselves in power.
Exactly. And, I mean, you look at, I don't know whether you've ever seen a Nature TV documentary with David Attenborough. He does BBC documentaries about polar bears and things. And he's a very well-loved figure, and he's a very, very nice man with a lovely, soft, whispery voice. But the problem is that some of the stuff he believes is really quite dangerous, that he believes that there are too many humans on the planet and that this is something we need to address and so on. Well, I don't think that there's any room for that Malthusianism in the planet. It was wrong in the 18th century when Thomas Malthus was first espousing it, and it's wrong now. Human beings do far more good than bad to the planet, and we are not as the Club of Rome once put it, the cancer. You remember that?
And we certainly don't want an elite group who decides who lives and who dies.
Well, amen, bro. I'm certainly with you on that one. You do not want an unelected bureaucratic elite who tend to swing left, unfortunately, anyway. I don't want these guys telling me what to do. I'd like to live my own life, thank you, free of that constraint.
Well, plus they're such hypocrites. They have the biggest carbon footprints. They live like gods, beyond kings. And then they're telling the Africans you can't have air conditioning in your car. How about we're going to develop, high-tech cars and air conditioners for you? I mean, it's just such an arrogance.
It's an elite club. You look, for example, at one of the biggest charitable organizations in America, one of the most powerful, and I think one of the most dangerous, the Nature Conservancy. Ted Turner, one of the richest men in America, he has bought up swathes of the American landscape. And sequestered it, made sure that it can never be developed for anything. It can never be used for sport. It can never be used for commercially exploited. That's bits of America gone, which are now in the hands of this kind of unelected elite. You never voted for Ted Turner. You never said, hang on, Ted. You never said to him, I know, Ted, I want you to put aside all that land and never allow any American to use it again. These guys are... Well, I'm sorry. I think they're evil, basically. I really do.
Well, they are. You've been tracking this mega summit that they're building is bigger than the Agenda 21 conference that Strong put on in 92. Is that hype, or is this a big power grab?
This is just, look, Paris in 2015 is the same as Cancun and whenever it was, 2011, and Bali in 2014, and I forget the exact years, Lima, they always choose really nice places to go on these jaunts. And the world leaders fly out in their private jets and the entourage flies out and they all arrive by limo and they build up these massive carbon footprints. And it becomes almost an end in itself. The elephant in the room, the reason that there will be no really binding agreement is China. China is the world's biggest producer of carbon dioxide. I mean, its industry is massive, and the Chinese have no intention whatsoever of stopping the economic growth which the people want. I mean, the Chinese Communist Party does not want a revolution on its hands.
And now enters India. They're telling India, though, you've got to make cuts. But China doesn't, and India's saying that's discriminatory. That's the whole point of this, isn't it? Picking winners and losers.
Well, yeah, the Indians aren't going to buy it either. And this is the other thing. We in the West imagine that we call the shots. We don't anymore. India and China do. The developing world do. And so you're going to see this massive clash between the East and the West. And it's one we're not going to win because the Chinese aren't stupid. I mean, they'll play along with the green stuff if they think they're going to get some money out of it. But behind the closed doors, they're going to carry on mining that coal and belching out that carbon dioxide and giving their people an improved standard of living. And why not?
Well, that's what frustrates me about India and China is they won't put in the clean plants. Then we put in plants so clean that nothing bad comes out, but carbon dioxide and water, they list it as toxic waste, and then just shut our plants down, suiciding the UK steel industry, suiciding ours. This is crazy.
Well, everything you say there is perfectly true, but you've got to remember that the Chinese industry is pretty much in the dark ages relative to Western industry. They haven't got the same technologies as us. They haven't got the same... But this is what you get when you have a sort of communist state. You don't get free. You don't get technological leaps. You don't get entrepreneurs devising clever new methods. All the Chinese technology is either bought from the West or stolen from the West. And there's still many, many. They still have to use far more energy to produce
sure,
less.
China can't even build SAM missiles that work.
No, that's this is what the Chinese are like. So we. It would be naive for us to listen to the Chinese when they... Well, it would be naive for us to listen to Greenpeace when Greenpeace tells us about how green China is and how how keen China is to greenify its economy. China does not give a toss about being green. It'll do whatever is necessary to advance its cause.
Absolutely, and it hopes we handicap ourselves by not having energy. James Dillingpole, Rifle and Telegraph, you name it, joining us. We're going to come back in the next segment. He's going to tell us what else we should look for at this big global government conference. And we have the Pope saying we can buy carbon indulgences and get us out of hell. I mean, I'm not kidding. He's saying world government, world enforcement is the answer to save our souls.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Katie Armor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KatieArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Are Democrats. The demographics show that. We're going to cover that in the next segment. Go to your phone calls. And I'm not even a Republican. I'm a Libertarian. But the Democrats are morphing into a mentally ill criminal organization. I mean, look at how the radical socialists are combining forces with radical Islamist Sunnis to then oppress everyone in Europe. It's truly sickening. Final segment with Dillingpole right now. We're breaking down the situation unfolding worldwide. James Dillingpole, what else is important from your research for folks to know about this global government Save the World Climate Summit? And then also, what do you make of the waves of migrants? How far do you think that's going to go? Have the socialists finally, in their attempt to wreck the West, jumped the shark?
That's a lot of questions there. Well, you mentioned the Pope earlier on. It's very interesting that Ban Ki-moon, the General Secretary of the United Nations, managed to co-opt the Pope into this great climate crusade. I hated that speech Obama made, but he was absolutely right when he said that there really are no political leaders in the world who are against this thing. And this has got nothing to do with their expert knowledge of the subject. It's just because they just go with the flow. It's become all-consuming.
So it's a bandwagon.
I would argue that there are far more serious issues facing us in the world today. One of them would be immigration, definitely. Climate change would come way, way down on the list. In fact, I'd say it comes down way down the list of most normal people. But unfortunately, we don't seem to get the say in the matter. There is this democratic deficit whereby the political class are going to railroad through this policy anyway, regardless of what we think.
I agree with you. What do you think the main motive is of Merkel and Hollande and Obama to want to bring in unlimited amounts of immigrants?
I think that it's not, they haven't even thought it through. I genuinely think they haven't thought it through. I think it's because politicians like virtue signaling. That is, they want to be seen to be nice, caring people. They want to be, and it suits the narrative that, look, we care about people. Look, here are some immigrants. We care about them. We want to give them a new life and a better future, just like the countries of Europe did in the wars, people fleeing Nazi Germany. That's the kind of way they think. It's very simplistic. They don't think through the consequences. They don't think through what's happened in Sweden, in Britain, in Belgium, where you've got these ghettos of people who do not want to integrate, who want to destroy their host country.
Well, that's what it comes down to, is there's an attempt that they can wreck what was ever left of the Renaissance order. They can bring in complete tyranny, and I think we need to realize that most of these people that are grassroots mean well, but they're on a power trip through the system. But the people at the top consciously know they're taking over. I mean, I think that's overwhelmingly obvious.
Yeah, I think that the West, actually, Western civilization has got a death wish. I think we've grown soft. I think we no longer defend our values. We no longer even understand what our values are. I mean, look at the stuff that's going on at Mizzou at the moment. All this stuff that students are obsessed with about cisgender and about rape culture. These are all kind of invented kids' fantasies. They've got nothing to do with...
It's like worrying about boogeymen statistically. It's total mental illness.
It is. But these are all signs, and I think, of an intellectually weak, decadent society. We've forgotten what it is that really matters. And that is the problem. And so, inevitably, we're going to get exploited by much, much harder cultures like fundamentalist Islam.
That's it.
Which know what they do stand for, and they very much do have a will to win.
That's it. We've had our culture completely removed. We've been turned into griping sissies that just fight with each other all day. And then here come in dark age cultures with swords conquering us.
Yeah. The Roman Empire didn't last forever. And it is not written that our empire, we've been through the Enlightenment. We've been through, we've had Judeo-Christian civilization. We've created the best culture the world has ever seen. But I think that since the war, it's been in decline. I think people have forgotten what it is that about our culture that makes it special.
I agree. It was Victor Hugo that said prosperity basically makes monsters, adversity makes men. And it's almost like going on a Mars mission. You have no gravity, so you can't walk once you get there. I think we've had it so good that we've just turned into jellyfish, and this is just a natural cycle.
I fear so. Let's hope it's not the kind of the final down wave. I hope that... I mean, there have always been periods of history where people have needed to be forcibly reminded that their civilization is worth fighting for. I mean, mean, it happened in World War II. Britain was quite sort of...
Absolutely. We could bounce back, but only if some of us get out there and lead this cultural awakening. JamesDillingVol.com is the website. Thanks, James. Talk to you soon. Thank you.
Okay,
we'll be back
bye.
With a ton of news, your calls, and more. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. The attempt to save Western civilization continues.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at supernaturalsilver.com.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Bridge, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Take the children and yourself and hide out in the cellar. By now the fighting will be close at hand.
Building up a physical confrontation with who's left of us that still have consciousness and will. You can see the rise of the robotic enforcement state against us as well. But the elite believe will finally checkmate human operations and human will to not commit crimes. You see, our own military refusing to back Al-Qaeda for at least 3 years. The autonomous drones will back Al-Qaeda. The autonomous drones will deliver the weapons to Al-Qaeda. They will commit the crimes and blame them on others. This is the end of free will. the rise of the technocracy. It's not the technology's bad, it's that it's in the hands of the few and has been designed and bent and twisted to their will. I want to go to Maya and Paul and Eli and James and Justice and others that are patiently holding. Justice is a cool name. That's Dave Mustaine's son's name. He's a big, tough guy. Big guy for like, I think 6'4" or something. Looks like a Viking barbarian or something. And he's got a great daughter too. A great musician. I don't know why I'm going off into that one. I just never see that name. But Electra is really sweet as well. Say hi to those folks when Christmas comes. I need to give them a call. But I digress. David Knight is coming up. The draft for the COP21 agreement has two options. They'll be breaking down the fourth hour, telling you what they're pushing for. One will have a rigid enforcement mechanism that will require global governance and taxation. This is the option that Obama's pushing. Both options have massive transfer of wealth and technology via large green companies. Those are the fronts where they get money to themselves, like the ones unveiled by Bill Gates yesterday. We'll look at the history of Obama's crony capitalism and the last $3 billion failure that went bust on the eve of the climate summit. We'll also look at geoengineering is making headlines with proposals for a fake volcano. They're just getting you ready to unveil what they're already doing with the jet aircraft. That's all coming up. I want to get to Ted Cruz. Says overwhelming majority of violent criminals are Democrats. Well, that's actually true. I mean, if you look at the statistics, the voting records, the donation records, the claim by Obama they're building Homeland Security for gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, and Christians is like saying they're building Homeland Security because the Amish are doing bad stuff. Amish have probably the lowest crime rate in this country. You can look it up. Everybody knows veterans, conservatives, libertarians have super low crime rates. You know, we're the folks that can make our own money, have our own business, want to be left alone. You know those people? Wouldn't be caught dead in a government job. And look, I'm not knocking people that got government jobs. There are a lot of good people in there and a lot of stuff that goes on. But it's too big. It's out of control. And 100 million people on some form of welfare. That's a third of the country. This is about control. And he's absolutely right. And this is the rhetoric right back at these people. They're howling mobs of criminals. I mean, look at their main constituents. They're 40 million illegal aliens from all over the world. They're actually butthurt and think everything should be free, that there's not enough free running around complaining. When we're the most open, if America was a prostitute, we're seeing about 5,000 Johns a day for free. I mean, I hate to use a gross analogy, but I mean, we are the biggest whore the world ever saw. We're being whored out. We're a joke. Drug around by our hair by the government that's a pimp that puts cigarettes out on us. And man, I don't like this pimp. And I don't like being pimped out. I mean, I know they sell body parts here in Austin. I know as a taxpayer, the only county in Texas where they take people's money to pay for abortions, it's abusive. I feel like I'm in peril of my soul for just even being involved in it. And it's not some weird guilt trip, man. I know when something's bad. I know. I feel it. I get a feeling inside. I just can't stand it. I'm going to go to your phone calls. I'm not going to belabor this. I've just decided to extend shipping until December 18th. I'm running it right through to the last day you can order products in the United States and get them before Christmas. And I'm not going to belabor this, but I think it's one of the coolest things ever. InfoWars Premium Power Pack Supercharger. It's private label, one of the most popular, lowest cost units with jumper cables, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different power outlets, different plug-in outlets, super high-powered LED flashlight torch, and a bunch of other functions. It's $119. The same thing sells for $150, $160. Competitors that aren't as good sell for that same price. Not even Amazon has this for $119. I did it because I bought a dragon horde of them, had them made, and bought just a ton of them. And then I private labeled them to get around rules on prices. Because I want to sell something at the lowest price and competitively sell even more. I mean, I'm a free marketer. I'm a capitalist, not a crony capitalist. So you get a great deal on something every car needs, every house needs. I mean, this is the third the size of a briefcase now. I mean, a small briefcase is like three of these. I mean, this is crazy. That this, and I've used this. This has boosted my car when I let the lights on. This has, I mean, I just couldn't believe it when it actually started the car. I mean, it's so little, and it does all this, charges up all your other devices. You should just always have this charged and ready. So when a cell phone's dead, when you're camping or at work or wherever, this thing is just amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got a bunch of other specials, some of them into today, because I just can't run giant specials all the time, but we've got a bunch that are still going right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. 25% off Super Male and Super Female Vitality ends tonight. $9.95, 2-ounce foil silver. That ends in a couple days. 30% off X2 ends in a couple days. 30% off Brain Force ends in a couple days. 33% off DNA Force all ends by the end of this week. 30% off Secret 12, Vitamin B12. 20% off InfoWars Select Storable Foods and free shipping. You want big deals? This is just Black Friday right through to Christmas. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. You know, I said I'd go to the Ted Cruz thing first, but let's go to this first. There's a story up on InfoWars.com. Video. New York liberals support bringing in refugees, then refuse to house any refugees. Paul Joseph Watson. Virtue-signaling leftists are actually less charitable than conservatives. You know, they're the opposite of collectivists. They say they're collectivists because they think they're getting somebody else's stuff. That's called being a thief. If you're a real collectivist, you're an individual, but then you collectively fight for freedom because you get really threatened by stuff like this. You don't just virtue signal, oh, I'm nice, bring in anybody who wants to and everything's free. You explain that's stealing, that's not good. You explain it's a fraud. But they virtue signal. And they found that particularly white liberals are 6 times more likely to rob, to steal, and to not give money in charity. They have British and Canadian studies. And I don't want to single out whites, but let me tell you, they are a sickening, nasty group of people. They're just sick, sneaky followers. And they'll sit around, you know, saying support stuff on Facebook all day to look good in front of people, not to actually give money. Anybody who really gives money to charity knows you don't want to talk about it. The real enjoyment is nobody knows. The real enjoyment is you really help people. It almost ruins it if people know. Hell, I learned that in high school. You know, don't kiss and tell. All of a sudden the girls go, you mean you don't tell? Oh, no, baby, I don't tell. Never tell. Never talk. I'm being bad. I apologize. I'm not being very good right now. I am pretty honest, though. I like God's creations. InfoWarsStore.com. If you, again, want to get the nutraceuticals, InfoWars.com if you want to read these articles. But here is the video. New York liberals are outraged at more than half of the nation's governors saying no to an Obama administration plan to accept 100,000 refugees. But when asked if they would personally house a refugee, almost all refuse to. Now, I'm not mad at my reporters. They do a great job. But I've been saying I want my reporters to go out and do this, and I'm going to go out to people's houses and say, do you support Obama wanting governors to take the refugees for Obama? And they're going to say, of course I do. And I'm going to say, okay, well, I'm going to move 5 refugees into your house. They're going to say, get off my porch. Well, it's been done, folks, and here it is.
Half of the governors in our United States said that they don't want to take in Syrian refugees. Have you heard that?
Yeah.
What do you think about it?
I think they all ought to go read the Statue of Liberty.
Do you think we should take refugees into this country?
Of course. Everyone in this country has been a refugee.
Email address. We're collecting email addresses to sign people up for taking them into their homes. You got a fat pad or what?
No. I'm a street performer.
Okay, but you still got, you know.
Back it up 10 seconds, please. That's not true. Not everybody in the country is a refugee, but a lot of us were, okay? And when you got here, you didn't get anything free. And you had to sit at the Statue of Liberty for 3 months to make sure you didn't have TB or Black Plague. But by the way, the Statue of Liberty was originally a Muslim peasant woman. Egypt had bought it wearing the hijab. I'm not kidding, a hood over her head. This is so proper. And that's why people always said it's a man in drag. It is a woman. I mean, I knew this, and I'd forgotten it, and here I was reading it. It's an InfoWars.com story. Statue of Liberty was originally a Muslim peasant woman. the French concept more from a gigantic female fella. The Smithsonian has confirmed Lady Liberty was originally designed as a Muslim peasant woman. The colossal neoclassic sculpture was indeed to stand at the northern terminus of the Suez Canal in Egypt, but after it was decided that a lighthouse would be placed there instead, the French designer reproposed the statue to New York Harbor. And so, there you go. Let's scroll down and show what it should have been. I think it should be a woman in a headdress with a suicide bomb on her. Maybe. I'm sorry. It's just so ridiculous. They're not bringing any Shiites or any Christians in that have actually been killed. They're bringing Sunnis in that invaded Syria and got their butts kicked. I mean, what a joke. And yes, I judge cultures. I don't think a woman having to cover her face is good. And I'm certainly not going to be bullied into my daughter's wearing it. I know I'm an oppressor of women, but that's just how it is. Now, let's go ahead and go back to the idiots in New York. Here it is.
To sign people up for taking them into their homes. You got a fat pad or what?
No. I'm a street performer.
Okay, but you still got, you know, running water.
I got it.
So you think that we should take the refugees?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Give us your email address. You're signing up to house some refugees. That's what we need.
I'm not going to be able to do that.
Would you be willing to take one into your own home?
Well, a studio apartment, I don't know.
A studio apartment is better than, you know, another winter in the desert.
They're just collaborators.
I don't know if I would do that.
Do you have room at your house?
Yeah.
All right. You're in. Just write down
your email.
So where should we put them?
Don't know. Sorry, I can't get there.
Sorry, can't
you wouldn't be
get
scared?
There. Let me signal I'm weak.
What if they're a Muslim? Would you be scared?
No problem.
Law's not a conservative.
But everyone wants you to be very scared of them. I don't understand why you're not scared.
Why should I be scared?
I don't know.
That's what they tell you to be.
I can tell the people.
Indeed.
So you don't think we should take refugees in. You think we should go there and kick ISIS's ass.
I think we should go there and, you know, get the refugees' homes back. That's what we should do.
Right? Wouldn't that be nice?
Like, that guy's actually Shiite Muslim.
Why can't they just go home?
All right, folks. Let's continue now. Let's go to Ted Cruz. I'm going to go to your calls after that. Overwhelming majority of violent criminals are Democrats. Mikhail Phelan, Infowars.com. And this is speaking on the Hugh Hewitt show. And he's actually telling the truth. It sounds outrageous, but it's true. The vast majority of criminals are Democrats, including the 40 million illegal aliens that came here illegally. And again, I'm not against them all individually, but I can't go to their countries, China, Mexico, you know, you name it, and just get everything free. It's pure bull. Let's go ahead and go to this clip.
And before I switch to the 2016 race, I have been doing pro-life events for 25 years. I've probably done more than 100 of them. I have never met, not once, a single pro-life activist who is in favor of violence of any sort. Have you, Senator Cruz?
I have not. And I would note that this whole episode has really displayed the ugly underbelly of the media. You know, every time you have some sort of violent crime or mass killing, you can almost see the media salivating, hoping desperately that the murderer happens to be a Republican so they can use it to try to paint their political enemies. Now, listen, here's the simple and undeniable fact. The overwhelming majority of violent criminals are Democrats. The media doesn't report that. What they report, and there's a reason why the Democrats for years have been viewed as soft on crime, because they go in and they appoint to the bench judges who release violent criminals. They go in and they do what Barack Obama tried to do, which is appoint a lawyer who voluntarily represented.
No, that's right. That's enough. You can see the whole clip or hear the whole clip at Infowars.com, but it's a fact. They cater to criminality. They cater to overthrow. They cater to destabilization. And the Republicans are horrible as well, but just nothing like the Democrats. And the Democrats have really, really gone to seed here. I'm going to go to Maya. I'm going to go to Eli. I'm going to go to Paul, Justin, James, and just all of you before I hand the baton to David Knight in the fourth hour today. Let's go ahead and talk to Maya in Kansas. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hi. Thanks. Yeah, I totally agree. Not only is it known that most of the crime whether it's on a political level or just individual. It's usually coming from a liberal space. I would also say that a lot of what's happening here is coming from a high number of intellectuals, okay, who've been taught in liberal colleges how to irritate, confuse, and create all types of chaos.
Oh, yeah, they play mind games and they mess with their students. They totally jack their brains.
It's called shock and awe. That's all it is, plain shock and awe. They drop a bomb over here, and we all look this way, and then while they're doing that, they drop a bomb someplace else. It's all part of the desensitization. And what's really scary about it is that those of us who work for a living, we're all running and scrambling and trying to make sure we've got cover, that we've got what we need in order to survive all of this. And, you know, what do we do now? I mean, with everything that's going on.
Well, you're right. When society unravels, which it's starting to worldwide, these spoiled, rotten brats are going to get chewed up by all of us that actually know how to take care of ourselves. I mean, they are absolutely hopeless.
Yeah, what do we do now, though? I mean, all of a sudden, now we know what's going on with the global situation. Do we continue putting money into 401ks? Do we?
No, I hear you. And that's what will cause it really to go down, is when the good, hardworking people of every race, color, creed, and religion figure out it's all a scam and stop producing. You have the fall of the Soviet Union. You have the fall of the system. That's what's coming. And the real crime is us not slaving.
Something just happened that has explained why survival food is literally flying off the shelves and is sold out in many areas of the country. It caught me totally by surprise, and it involves FEMA. I couldn't believe FEMA tried this until I saw proof. Revealing their secret could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Watch the viral video at FEMA3.com before it disappears again. But be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is, they must know something we don't. Go to FEMA3.com to see the number one item you should be hoarding and why supplies of this critical item are so low or even completely sold out at many stores across America. Don't miss out. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in recent days. Go to FEMA3.com and discover the number one most critical item in a crisis. Watch the shocking video right now at FEMA3.com. Again, that's FEMA3.com.
This holiday season, give your loved ones the gift of preparedness. Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, is offering weekly specials throughout November and December. With these unheard-of savings, the time to prepare your family is now. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. We're so confident you'll love our meals that we're sending a free freeze-dried meal to every listener of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
Those I don't get to can talk to David Knight coming up in the fourth hour. He's got a lot of breaking news. Up first is, which caller did you say was first, John? James in Ohio. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Alex, good to talk to you. My question was, has World War II already started, or World War III to be exact, with the 9/11 thing that happened that took us to war in the Middle East? And it's happening, my brother. It's happening.
You're right. It is a world war incrementally, country by country, by proxy war, by economic war. The Pentagon called the Cold War World War III, so they are calling this the beginnings of World War IV. But the general public doesn't use that terminology, so I kind of use both terms. But the world is escalating into unparalleled conflict. Top generals are saying that. I mean, people need to know we're not fear-mongering here. We're really telling you what's going on. Then Obama makes statements last year about the world's never been more stable since he got in. And then he's involved with Hillary in massive criminal destabilization. It's just unprecedented to have the Legion of Doom running America.
Alex, I'm sorry to interrupt you, and I agree with you. I have a couple people listening into your radio station that I've tuned up to.
Thank you.
But I'm 25 years old. I started my business when I was 21, and I've been pretty much successful, and I want to actually plug one of your products, if that's okay with you.
I didn't know you were going to do that, but sure, you're welcome. Go ahead.
Sure. BrainForce is excellent. It's whatever you and Dr. Group are doing, it's worked.
Which product is that?
BrainForce.
Oh, yeah. No, BrainForce, if you read, each ingredient is known to naturally boost cognitive activity, brain activity, energy. One of the things in it is prescription in Europe. I mean, it's the real deal. It's one of the fanciest brain pills out there for a low price.
The real deal. You are the real deal. And the best thing about it is most of your listeners, I mean, even if they admit it or not, they are very, very successful business owners. And they don't want to say they're listening to conspiracy radio. You're not a conspiracy, Alex. You're the truth.
Well, God bless you, and I appreciate your call, brother. I'm going to jump right there to jam in one more before we go to break, but thank you. I'm sorry we're short on time. Look, just as a good business person, I'd want to sell products that work really good. But I want to do it because I'm moral to begin with. You know, they call me a soft chump. No, that's the hard, dumb world. Thinks it's good to screw people. No, it's not. Plus, I don't want to be screwed over. Do unto others as I'm doing to you. Yes, BrainForce is one of the highest quality brain pills out there. For one of the lowest prices. It's $20 right now, discount. I mean, it's really good. Cost us a lot to make each bottle. Let's go ahead and jam in another call here. Tim in Kentucky, you're on the air.
Actually,
Tim in Wyoming. I'm sorry, I read it wrong. I'm kind of, go ahead.
Okay, thanks, Alex. Actually, I wanted to comment. You're constantly going on about the. I actually enjoy your show. I love it. But
you constantly
talk about the dichotomy of the Republican and Democratic parties. The way I look at it is they're both the parties are controlled from the inside by the same people. They're two different plants, two different looking plants from the same seed. The way I look at it. And
I agree that the Republican leadership is bad. They at least say some good stuff. But we've got a chance to take over the Republican Party. That's their main defense. They're worried about that because they can be taken over. The Democrats are just accelerating into pure evil. Go ahead.
All right. I understand that. I understand what you're saying. I mean, Republicans say good things. Democrats say good things sometimes, too. I'm not either one of those. I'm an independent. I'd like to consider myself a libertarian. There's some things about libertarianism I don't actually agree with, not wholeheartedly.
Sure, I'm just trying to get them out of power because I don't want a one-party state. And, I mean, I totally get what you're saying. I apologize. I'm out of time. Callers, stay there. In fact, Tim, come back. I know David Nice want to talk to all of you. Paul, Justice, Chad, Eli, all of you. Fourth hour coming up. Nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock. God bless you.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Big guest tomorrow. Big guest.